Y'all don't wanna hear me, you just wanna dance.
Good morning. This is Chatting with Molly. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO, Dust Free Forum Radio. It is currently 7:09 a.m. and we are getting started this morning. So that was a little Amy Winehouse with Valerie, a classic. And up next, we're going to get a little bit of Put Your Records On. But before we do that, we are going to chat a bit. So here's just a quick shout out to number one listener, my father. Thanks for waking up. Iowa time, this is super duper early. It feels honestly super duper early for me too, but not quite as early for you. But we have that daylight savings helping us. What an interesting concept, this daylight savings. It makes mornings a lot better because I don't have to wake up in the dark. But then around 4:30 p.m., it is absolutely dark, which is very sad sometimes. But here is the flip side on that. In the summer, you're going about your day, you come home from work or class or something, and it's so light and you're doing so many activities, and then it finally gets dark, and then you're like, oh my gosh, it's 10 p.m., it's so late, I've just been doing random things. But now you do your day in the daylight, and then around 4:30, it gets dark, and your feeling is like, oh my gosh, it's so late. but actually it's very early and you have your whole night ahead of you. And so I think that's actually a good thing, to be honest. And so I don't know, I'm not such a hater on the early sunset. I think it allows people to have a much longer day, or evening, I guess. All right, so what's new with me? This weekend, I went to Amherst, Massachusetts for mixed regionals, and we won the whole dang thing, which is pretty exciting. We were seated first, which means we just kind of met expectations, but still, had that target on our back, came out with the dub, pretty exciting. It was a really great weekend because we are playing with the men's team, and I think everyone was able to kind of not meet someone new because we all know each other, but like get to know someone new, I think. And that was great. And we went to the UMass Dining Hall Saturday night, which is always a good time because it is the number one dining in the country, and it's truly unbelievable. They have like make your own sushi and a stir fry station and all these burger stations and amazing vegetarian options and pasta and like everything you can imagine times four, and like fresh smoothies and local chocolate milk, all the good stuff. So that was very exciting. And yeah, what else? I guess we went to this Antonio's Pizza Place, which was very fun. It's like pizza by the slice. Very exciting. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play some music. Up next, we have Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Rae. This is a classic slow jam, and it's going to be great.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete.
Put your records on. Tell me.
And that was Put Your Records On by Corinne Bailey Rae. Wow, what an amazing song, honestly. I think it's just, it's so sweet and so lovely and a great morning slow jam. All right, so I want to talk more about this mixed regional tournament because I think it really was a meshing of cultures in a lot of ways. I think the E-Men, which is the men's team at Tufts, has a very distinct on-the-field culture of, you know, high intensity, and EWO does as well, but in a very different way. And I think the E-Men sometimes like to, when they get frustrated, the thing that really works for them is to kind of blow off their steam and show their frustration so their teammates know that they're frustrated and they care. And EWO are very different in that, like, any mess ups we just try to put, like, very much behind us and, like, move on to the next point. And we have this kind of understanding that everyone cares and everyone's doing their best. And it definitely felt clashing at times, but I think that we all kind of came around and made it work. I mean, we obviously succeeded, so that's good. And then another interesting piece of the weekend was the drive up and back. And I always think car rides are a great time to kind of dig into someone's personal life and really, really question them because they can't really run away. And, you know, in a safe, comforting way, you know, give them outs if they want, but also really pester them. So that was a technique I used this weekend, but I think everyone enjoyed themselves. And what I notice is, so I was asking some of these guys about their love lives, and, like, you know, one of, I won't name names in case we have any listeners out there, but one of the E-men has been in a relationship for like 4 years, and I was asking him like a lot of details about it, and his very good friend, who was also in the car, was like also learning for the first time about the things I was asking. And I think, and then on the way back, the person in the relationship wasn't in the car, and someone made a joke like, oh, Molly, like, what are we going to do this car ride if you can't pester that person? I was like, au contraire, Pierre, I will just pester you. And so that's what we did. And this friend made a comment like, oh, yeah, I guess, like, we don't really talk about this type of stuff just among the E-men. And I was thinking, like, you know, why? Because they all think about it in their own personal lives, for sure. And honestly, when I ask these questions, they want to answer. Like, everyone loves talking about themselves, and especially things that they think about a lot. Everyone loves to, like, share to some extent if they're given, like, a comforting opportunity. And so that's what I really found my role to be in the car, is to give people a platform to talk about what they want to talk about, even when other people don't ask them about that type of stuff. So I thought that was pretty successful venture. And that's a great way to kind of get close, because then everyone shares in the car, and then you come out of that being like, dang, now we're like good friends. The biggest testament of that is spring break, because that car ride is like 17 hours instead of just the 2 that we had. So spring break, you get very close with your car, and that's a big, big part of the fun. Okay, what else? So my life is very busy right now, and doing the whole job search thing. And to be honest, I am thinking about it all the time. And the hardest part of the job decision is not truly knowing what I want. I find myself especially when I'm seeking others' advice, which is a big part of my process, not only for this, but I think in a lot of my decisions, I always am seeking others' advice. I find myself describing the options, and it's hard to give an unbiased description of an option, especially the way you like it, because the biggest unknown is, am I excited about this? And I don't really know, like, it's really hard for me to figure out whether I even like certain aspects of things. And so I think that's what's been most challenging, because if I can describe it to someone in one way, they're going to give me one set of advice. And if I describe it in another way, they're going to give me the other advice. So it's just how I kind of sell it, and I don't know how to sell it. So that's kind of a difficulty I'm coming across. But I recently, and Dad, this is for your information as much as my other listeners, I spoke with a professor yesterday, Professor Eric Hines, who is the wind energy guy, like helped get the wind turbine testing facility off the ground a couple years ago, and has spearheaded the wind offshore wind master's program and PhD program, and he's like the wind energy guy. And I got coffee with him, and he talked me through kind of what role a mechanical engineer can have in the industry, and which the answer is like endless, because there's just so many different types of things mechanical engineers can do. And he's a civil guy in trade, but really does everything now. And he kind of said, like, no matter what, like, this existing position that has more to do with kind of appliances and not energy generation is definitely a good stepping stone. And it doesn't really matter. It doesn't really matter what your first experience is, but the fact that this existing offer is the intersection of energy, government, and engineering is exactly the perfect stepping stone, because everything in the energy space is going to be involved with engineering, government, and money. And that is a very valuable kind of trifecta to be familiar with. And that this would be, and he also had heard of Navigant, and said they do really good stuff, and you know, all good things. So after talking to him, I really feel like I might take this job, but I'm also doing some more data collection today, so we shall see. Man, this whole job search, it'll really, really take something out of you, but hopefully it'll be over soon. Okay, up next we have Jack Johnson with Better Together. We're kind of into the slow jams today. It's just kind of a good little hangout time at 7 a.m. So here we go, Jack Johnson, Better Together.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart, like why are we here and where do we go, and knock on us so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Look at them stars and we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. And all of these moments demons just might find their way into my dreams tonight. But I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do. But if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between. With only two, just me and you, not so many things we got to do or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. Combination of words I could say, but I will still tell you one thing, we're better together.
Alrighty, that was the lovely Jack Johnson. Doesn't get much better than that. So we are doing some slow jams, but now I think we're gonna transition to a little bit of not slow, but still jams. So who are the best jammers? None other than Vampire Weekend for sure. And this is Oxford Comma, a little ode to our grammatical friend, by Vampire Weekend.
Comma, I seen those English dramas too. They're cruel.
What a beautiful song. That was Oxford Comma by Vampire Weekend. They are a really interesting band. I think they used to be really indie, and then they became more mainstream, but they never kind of lost their weird factor. So if you watch their music videos, they're still pretty weird, but their songs are super popular, and they're a very talented band. Let's see. What else? We got a class registration up soon, and I'm very excited to say I will be going part-time next semester, and I'm really excited. I'm taking two engineering classes, which I am actually pretty interested in. One is engineering education, the other is data science for sustainability, very exciting. And then I'm going to take a landscape painting class, which is hype. It's only like 3 hours a week and no homework, and I just show up Monday mornings, paint for a bit, very exciting. And so there's another class that, because I'm going part-time, I have to pay per credit, so I don't want to register for this class, but I really am looking to audit it, and it is called Famous U.S. Trials, not in like a SCOTUS sense, but like interesting legal details, but in a true crime sense, like the O.J. Simpson trial, Salem Witch trial, JFK assassination, stuff like that. And so I'm really excited. I hope I'm going to email the professor, see if I can audit it and just kind of sit in. And everything on Rate My Professor says amazing things, and that sometimes he doesn't lecture and he'll just throw debate topics up on the board and people will go at it. And so I think that's so fun, and I would definitely like to take that class. And so we'll see if I can do that. But then I'll just have a bunch of time. I mean, to be honest, we're in season, so I won't have that much time. But I'm looking to kind of do something else also. And so my options are either to do TA, a certain intro to comp sci class for engineers, which could be really interesting, and that could either be a Python or a MATLAB track. And so lots of options there. And then, or I could like look into doing kind of an internship off campus for just like 12 hours a week, and that could be really really beneficial, I think, because you're going off campus, you're getting more work experience in the field, but I don't know if I'm going to be able to do like real engineering work for them. And then at that point, it's like, okay, what will I even really be doing? But I don't know, maybe I'll search for that. But then the next option is to work for Goldilocks, which is this new bagel company. And so that is always an option. Let's see. There is a caller. Let's look up this, this area code. But I would say, that I have always wanted to work for a bagel company, and especially if I can be like crafting the bagels. And so I think I'm going to look into that. And also, I think an early morning shift would be good for me because I've been trying to get up early anyways. And so, yeah. Okay, up next is, I don't know. What should we listen to, people? Maybe some Disney show tunes. Oh, we have a caller. And let's put this caller right on. Hello, caller, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Good.
Hi, Molly.
Hello, do you want to introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Kate.
And who are you, Kate?
I am a friend of Molly's.
Wonderful. Thanks for listening, bud. What makes you call in today?
I don't know. I was just listening. I saw your Instagram story. It said tune in, and then I just called.
Amazing.
Hi, give you a shout out.
Well, shout out to you, man. So what makes you get up this early, and where are you right now?
I'm reading in my bed.
That's great.
I get up pretty, I usually try to get up at sunrise every day, which has been an hour earlier.
Yeah.
So I have my watch my wrist, which is still set to daylight savings time.
Got it.
And that alarm went off, so I was like, man, whatever. So I don't know, woke up and reading and wanted to say hello.
Well, hello.
And hello to all the listeners.
Do you have any fun things going on today?
I'm going to donate blood.
Oh, that's exciting. Where are you going to donate blood?
In Malden, which is a few towns over.
Cool. Are they having a special drive, or what's making you want to donate?
Well, the Red Cross, I have not a rare blood type, but I have an uncommon blood type, and the Red Cross keeps emailing me and calling me. They're like, please donate blood. We have a shortage of your blood supply. And I haven't done it in a really long time, and I usually do every 8 weeks or whatever it is. So
good for you,
I've been
man.
Kind of sick and having concussions. Yeah.
Are you the universal donor?
This morning, though. What?
Are you the universal? Oh. Interesting.
Can I say my blood type out loud?
No, it's okay. You don't need to say it on air. But okay, wow, good for you. Make sure you eat a good breakfast.
Yeah, I know. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Do I make myself something good? Do you have anything fun going on today?
Let's see. Not really, to be honest. I have just a lot of class, a lot of projects.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. Yeah.
That'll be good. It was a good productive day.
Yeah.
Early in the week.
Exactly.
Great.
Great.
Well, good morning. I'm happy to be listening to your show this morning.
So good morning. Thank you for tuning in.
Can't wait for the rest of it.
Alrighty. Bye, Kate.
Bye.
Shout out to that pal. She's a great lady. Thanks for calling in, Kate. Okay, up next we have Vampire Weekend A-Punk. This one's gonna be good.
I'm not afraid to die.
And that was A-Punk by Vampire Weekend. All right, we got some PSAs going on. First, I'll read kind of the official PSA, and then I have a more personalized PSA. So, dried fruit PSA. Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricot, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of dried fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Nice. Also, more personalized PSA. It's election day, people. Go out and vote. It's local election, so there are no federal government positions open. But there are your local elected officials, and so get out there and vote and do the good work. So that's exciting. It is 7:44, and so we're going to get some more tunes. If anyone's listening and personally knows me, you can for sure request just by texting me, but also feel free to call in and request over the phone. I think now what we're going to do is we're going to play a little Florence and the Machine. She is a wonderful artist. And I think this song I once put as the background as my like video I made for my gap year, because I did kind of like a second a day video. And so now that's kind of all I think about. But it's still a great song. So here is Florence and the Machine with Dog's Days Are Over.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track. Coming towards her. She hid around corners and she hid under beds. She
What a nice song. So Florence and the Machine is pretty famous, but I feel like she just has kind of a few songs that I really, really jam to. So that's exciting. I think we're going to get a caller calling in soon, if I'm not mistaken. But this particular caller, you guys will be very familiar with. Okay, well, here he is. Let's put him on. Hello, caller, are you with us?
I am with you, and I am your father and your number one fan. Maybe tied for your number one fan.
Wonderful. So, what's up, Dad? Welcome back to the show. How's it going?
Going well, going well. Listen to my beautiful daughter on the airwaves, which is a great, great thing. I do have a song request, the Beatles' Obladee Oblada, which I think used to be like your signature song.
Yes, that is a that has been a closing song in the past, so I will for sure. I'll use that as the closer today.
Perfect. Perfect.
Wonderful. So what's up with you?
Not much. Packing for the trip that I'm taking with my lovely daughter on the Queen Mary across the Atlantic Ocean from New York to London after the new year. Looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, let's tell our listeners a little bit about that. So, on January 3rd, my father and I will be embarking on a sea voyage across the Atlantic for 7 days together, and it'll be I think it'll be a great experience.
I know it'll be a great experience. I've been on the Queen Mary before, Queen Mary 2. You know, crossing the Atlantic Ocean in early January is maybe not the smartest thing, but, you know, we'll probably have the boat to ourselves, which is a good thing. And, you know, the chances that the boat will sink are relatively minimal. So I think we should, you know, you're now of drinking age, which comes in handy in that kind of thing, and I think it'll be great.
Yeah, I mean, what could go wrong? It's not like this voyage has ever had any problems or hardships crossing the Atlantic. All boats have done it very successfully, so nothing right to worry about there.
Right, and for your audience, we're taking the Cunard White Star Line, and it was the people who brought you the Titanic.
Yes, the true legacy that we all hope to change. I think it'll be really fun. I'm really excited. And before that, we'll be in Chicago for New Year's Eve, and that'll be a good time. And maybe I'll have a nephew and you'll have a grandson at the time.
Yeah, absolutely. No maybe about it. Well, I suppose there's a maybe about it, but yeah.
So that's very exciting. And I'm really looking forward to Thanksgiving. That'll be fun in Chicago.
Yeah.
Do you have any stuff coming up in the next few weeks, Dad?
Poker. I want to go see that movie, Where's My Roy Cohn, playing in the Art Cinema Place.
What is that movie?
Oh, it's about the historical figure Roy Cohn, who was this infamous evil lawyer whose career spanned both Senator McCarthy, who gave his name to McCarthyism, and Donald Trump. He was Donald Trump's lawyer. And everything evil in between.
Yeah. Interesting.
And there's a new movie about him.
Who's in it?
Documentary.
Oh, it's a documentary.
Yeah.
Okay. There's also a new movie with Tom Hanks about Mr. Rogers. That seems pretty good.
Oh, yeah, that hasn't come out here yet. Good. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's out anywhere, actually, but that looks good. I told you I saw Hustlers a few weeks ago, and that was a really great movie. And for those of you who don't know, it's this movie about strippers in New York who pull a con on Wall Street finance people. And I didn't realize that it's based on a true story, which is crazy.
Yeah, based on a book. the true book. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was
best movies I've seen recently, last year or two, are biopics about musicians which have an interesting story and great music. Things like Judy about Judy Garland, Rocket Man about Elton John. Of course, years ago there was Ray about Ray Charles.
The one about Queen, Carter. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody about Queen. Those are all excellent movies.
Yeah,
and I think it's sort of a new genre. You don't see new genres of movies starting too often, but this is a natural. It's good music, interesting storyline, and built-in audience because people know these people before the movie comes out.
Yeah, I agree. I still need to see Rocket Man. That seems I'd really like to see it.
Very enjoyable movie, as was Judy. Judy is the better movie. Rocket Man has the better music.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I'm going to do our final station ID. It's 7:54. This is DJ Molly. You're listening to Chatting with Molly on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And we're going to get going. But so thanks for calling in, Dad. It was good talking to you. Love you. Bye. And so up next, we have our last song, Obladi. Oblada.
Yours and mine. Oh, baby, I like your style. So won't you tell me that you've been my child? it'll only take a little while. I might not look like a much, but you look good enough for the both of us. Our cube would represent a compromise. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. If it's yours or mine, I admit it, baby, I ain't denying. Might look a little bit like Frankenstein, but baby, don't you know that true love is blind? Girl, you don't even have to look. You could be reading a book, and I could sneak up on you from behind. You wanna, if we have a kid, it's gonna look half decent. Halfway decent. Halfway decent if it's yours or mine.